may not know anything about this, but if you were talking about land that grows most anything, and you'd say that that soil is really
rich.
And another word for that, would you ever use fertile?
That actually, the word would be fertile, but I was thinking of just the word that you would, you know, it would come to me as a,
as a kid. And what, do you know what people call flat, low-lying land around?
Bottom land.
And
see, we have a lot of that around here too.
Oh, yeah, like, sure, with the river, of course, you'd have a lot of that.
That's very, very, it's a fertile and rich land.
And what about land that's got water just sitting on it all the time?
It's, well, that's marshy.
Oh, yeah, marshy. Now, is that the same as swamp? Do you?
Well, I suppose it probably would be. Swamp land, I think of it as, you know, you have marshy lands in part of Arkansas where they grow rice, but it's not swamp.
Oh, I see.
Swamp is with trees and the undergrowth, like you have in New Orleans.
Yeah, okay, that's your distinction there. Now, if to get the water off the marshes, you say that they have to...
You'd have to drain,
And do you know what you call the thing that they, to drain them with, they dig a...
No, drainage ditch is the only thing I think of.
And if you ever heard of a name for a kind of sandy type soil that's...
Yeah, it's loam.
And have you ever heard a name for a sticky type, clay type soil?
Yeah, you call it gumbo.
Very good, now what do you call just a small stream of water that runs along?
Well, it could be a brook or it could be a creek.
And to you, is a brook or a creek larger?
Creek is larger.
Creek's larger. And now, is there anything between a creek and a river?
You mean as far as the size? Yes, creek's much smaller than a river.
Yeah.
Creeks more or less flow into a river.
And then they flow into a river. And then, if you were talking about like on a dirt road or something, like a channel that, when there'd been a big rainfall, a channel that would be cut by erosion.
Would be a rut.
And if it was almost like a deep, narrow valley, much deeper than a rut, that, like in a field or something, or...
Erosion?
If the erosion was like... really like 10 feet deep or something.
That's a gully.
And a small rise in land, you'd call that a...
Just a hill.
Is there anything like smaller than a hill?
A knoll.
And then tall, the much higher than a hill would be a...
I suppose a mountain.
And a sharp drop off on the side of a mountain would be a...
Not a ravine's not. That's a valley, isn't it? A cliff?
And up in the mountains, a place where the road goes through in kind of a low place, you'd call that a...
What is that? Would that be a ravine? Where a road goes through.
Have you ever heard of a gap?
Yeah, it could be a gap.
And where a place where boats are tied up is a...
Dock.
And in the mountains, water flows along, and then it drops off, and you call it...
A waterfall.
And when you were growing up here in Fort Smith, what were most of the roads made of in those?
Brick.
Brick?
Nearly all of our residential streets. The avenue by that time was brick. It had been block, wood block. But most all of them, the good streets were brick.
And then further out into the country, what were they?
Just dirt.